Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and how are you? My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is The Legal Show, and we're waiting on my lovely partner in crime. She should be here momentarily, Sarah Avram. I have to tell you, last week was a total washout for me personally, and so basically there was no show. And it slightly upsets me because it was Mother's Day week. It's also my co-host's birthday and other things. And I missed all the fun. And if she comes, which I assume she will, there'll be a lovely surprise for her at the end of the show. But that's okay. All kidding aside, what I want to talk about here also is about the shows coming up. People talk to me and they're like, they say, well, why are you doing a show like this? I said, because we do. We can always talk about anything on these shows in a legal nature, and please, don't hesitate to message me or Sarah with possible show ideas, because we do want to hear what you're thinking. We do want to know what you're attempting to think about. And if it's a legal issue, we want to discuss it. We really do. This is the forum to do it in. And I hope that, you know, we'll be doing a lot more shows. It sometimes goes crazy. And, I'm not trying to stumble, but it's hard because Sarah was out 2 weeks ago. I was out last week. It's been, and by the way, if you ever get that stomach bug and your friend says, oh, you're not sick, you are, trust me, it will be giving you penance on your stomach and on everything else you have. Trust me. It is not pretty. So if anybody says, oh, I have a stomach bug, believe them. Don't ever deny that they're not sick. They are sick. Trust me. It's not pretty. It's not a good thing. A friend of mine had it too, and we were discussing what we felt like, and we felt like crap. It's not pretty. This stomach bug is not a pretty thing to have, and people are like, oh, yeah, it's pretty. No, it's not. Trust me, it's not. It's very painful. Since this is Sarah's, I know what the Oxford comma is, and there's a lot of legal paperwork and things like this, and it is Sarah loves the idea of language and grammar, and she does even some fandom conventions regarding literature and things like that, and I do, and I'm being a writer, I should know this too. But what I will say is I do want, I'd rather she be here for this. We may do the show again in a few weeks because I think that it's important to do. That doesn't mean, if she comes in the next 5 or 10 minutes, I will surely love to have her discuss it because this is her favorite subject. When somebody has a favorite kind of bent, slant, or whatever, you let them take the lead on it. It's not my bailiwick, even though, yes, I could talk about it. But I hate to say it, Sarah's better to talk about it. And to me, I'm more impressed that Sarah, we're doing this show, and and everything. And it is an opportunity to discuss things. You know, and to me, an Oxford comma is about a federal appeals court ruling in a case of a Marine getting overtime pay and dairy delivery drivers didn't come down with trucks. You know, and it involves one of the biggest debates as a grammar nerd, which I know, I hate to say it, Sarah is. And I think it is so important. And I will wait on Sarah coming in and doing this show with me, because me doing it, it's wonderful, but it's not conducive. I would rather Sarah be here and discuss it, and I think it's one of the few things that I really enjoy about her doing the show with me. Now, I will tell you, I've been getting email lately from you people, and I love you people out there, you people. Please, if you have a legal question, bring it to me or Sarah. We'd love to talk about it on the show. If you have a guest you would like me to do for Let's Talk or Anything Goes, yeah, bring it to me. Let's see what we can do to help you. I'd love to help you on this. Now, all kidding aside and all everything else, I will ask this of anybody. We have some great guests coming up, and I'm going to give you a little preview of some of these guests, because I think some of these people are some of the best in the country. And we just last week had Nina Farrell. And if you don't know Nina, you should. On the 17th, we have Renee Mason. And if you haven't read Renee, you should. And on the 19th, from her own radio show, Into the Abyss, Elizabeth Black will be here. And I love Elizabeth Black. She can do almost anything in my book. I'm prejudiced. I've known her too long and know that she could do almost anything. And so I can't wait till she talks about her new show, talks about her new work. She's writing some lovely pieces of work. Now, I will say this. I will send my regards to a couple of people. Get well. Well, there are a number of people that I want them to get well. They've had cancer. And one of them is Mark Shapiro. Mark, get better. And those who celebrated Mother's Day yesterday, I hope it was a great time. It really was. Those who didn't, you know, I understand that too. Now, let me get to the nitty and gritty. You know, as I said, Renee Mason will be coming on Wednesday, Elizabeth Black on the 19th, Carol Murphy on the 24th, Danny Queen. If you have not heard any of his poetry, look him up and get some. Michelle Paley Reed will be here on the 7th of June. David Smith from Hidden Mickey will be here on the 9th. Gene Joachim will be here on the 14th. That's Flag Day for you guys. Jennifer Chase on the 16th. And yes, Robin Peterman will be here on the 23rd, talking about her new Kindle world. Now, we will not have a show on Independence Day, the eve of Independence Day, because most of you will be out of town. I understand that. And so, we won't have a show then. Now, in saying that, I want to thank people. There are people messaging me going, is Sarah there yet? No, not yet. She may be held up in a doctor's appointment or court or whatever. And I'm waiting and we're concerned. But she should be here momentarily. But if she's not, we'll do this show, you know, next week. We have a couple of cases coming up. And I'm not going to tell you that, because if I tell you, I'm not an attorney. Sarah makes it sound so intriguing. Now, a lot of other people have been asking me, is there another show being planned? Well, yes and no. It's too early to talk about. It's not a legal show, I promise that. But it's an interesting show that's being talked about and discussed. And it'll be a nice multimedia presentation. It'll be live. It'll be YouTubed. And a few other places. So it's not... Excuse me. Yes, sometimes we do cough on air. But it will be live. It will be also simuled on YouTube. It will be possibly also videotaped like the Howard Stern show is. So it'd be interesting, and we're working out the details and all the things. So it'll be a trip. It'll be on Blog Talk. It'll be. It won't be on MTV, I promise, but it'll be on YouTube, and possibly on one of the cable networks. So hopefully that happens. It's in the working stages. I always love when somebody says, when is it going to be done? I don't know. We're still working out the kinks. Yes, I can get away with saying kinks on air. The amazing thing, and I'll say this in front of Sarah and behind her, the amazing thing is Sarah is such a consummate attorney and such a lovely woman that every case she brings me always amazes me more than anything else. And so, I say this, it is one of those shows that, you know, I would suggest keep an ear out at that kind of show. It's things that are coming up. Okay? But I'd also like to bring this to your attention. People come up and they say, I have a legal question. If it's regarding your case, we don't want to do it. We're not trying to tell you we don't want to talk about your case. But if you have a current litigation, We're not going to talk about it, and, you know, it's not, we're not trying to give you free legal advice for your own case. But I will be proud, I mean proud, you know, bring a national case. I would love to do it. Semi-national case, I would love to do it. I get impressed with a lot of you people out there that you're wonderful. You really are. And I really enjoy that we do a great show. And everybody says, wow, it's such a great show. People come up to me and say, this is one of those shows that are amazing. Well, thank you for that. It's one of the few things I enjoy. I think Sarah enjoys it as well, but it is an amazing thing to do for all of you. I am not an attorney, so I can't preface legal function. I wish I could. Oh, God, I wish I could. But I can't. You know, it, to me, it's amazing the response we get from you people. And I enjoy, you know, as you said, with, you know, what you have, it amazes me as an audience. We get some lovely cases because of our audience. Well, I'm not trying to be rude. We have spent about a good 15 minutes on the air. I will sign off early. I am a little under the weather today, so please excuse my coughing and sneezing and whatever else. I would like, as I said, we will redo the show either next week or week after. Thank you. And good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.